You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hello guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Alongside myself here tonight, y'all are stuck with me. Welcome to the official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Go and use that promo code THPN the next time you go and use DraftKings Sportsbook. Dallas Stars win by a final score tonight of 6-3 over the San Jose Sharks. They sweep the season series against the San Jose Sharks. And what's hilarious about this is they get 6 points out of 6 points against them. Yet they only led in one of those three games. Hey guys, hope you guys are doing fantastic here this evening. First off, right off the bat, I apologize. I am extremely tired. Had a very busy day with work. I was up at work at 5:30 this morning, so I'm running off of very, very few fumes. But nonetheless, we got some Dallas Stars hockey here to talk about. So, biggest thing to talk about is the Stars got it done. That was basically what you could say. And I know there's a lot of people who are like, oh, well, they're playing the bottom feeder teams. Well, yeah, but they're starting to take care of business a little bit more so than they have in the past against these bottom feeder teams. So tonight there was a lot of good things to talk about offensively, especially offensively. We'll talk about those in a minute. And the defense was a little susceptible. And I guess you could say that the goaltending was a little susceptible tonight, but I don't really blame Wedgwood all that much for what went on this evening. The other thing that we will also get into a little bit is the special teams. So power play was okay. It finally clicked when it was 5-3, when we got that extra insurance marker and it looked like San Jose was kind of taking their foot off the gas pedal a little bit there to try and get back in this game. And then the penalty kill was a little leaky today. They allow a goal. But again, we could go down the line and talk about all the different facets of the game. But the thing that matters is that the Dallas Stars won the game against the opponent they had in front of them. That's what you just have to do when you're playing against these teams. They make it 5 in a row here this late in the season. There are less than 10 games remaining in the season for the Dallas Stars, that we are officially on eight games tonight left, maybe nine. I can't remember, but even bigger thing about all of this is Colorado had a very surprising loss tonight against one of those bottom feeder teams in the Montreal Canadiens. So with that loss to the Montreal Canadiens by a final score of 2-1, the Stars are kind of starting to set themselves up for maybe getting themselves first in the division. Now, we've talked about this for a while as well, and the fact that maybe you don't want to be first in the division, especially with the Nashville Predators doing as well as they are at 16-0-2 in their last 18. But seriously, this team looks like they're starting to click. It looks like they're starting to get their act together, and I am here for it. I was really down, especially after those back-to-back losses, with one of those losses being against Florida, but they're finally starting to build my hope back up there, and I'm finally starting to feel a lot better about this. So let's get into this game just a little bit. So obviously in the first period, Stars take a 2-0 lead. Obviously, Wyatt Johnston gets the first goal shorthanded on a breakaway chance. Fantastic move by him to go backhand there. And then also Mason Marchment scores with a really interesting play there. He goes full Roope Hintz somehow and dangles around the first guy. And then he gets a really good shot off. And with that goal by Mason Marchment, this was a really big stat that I think we need to discuss. That is now 7 20 goal scorers that the Dallas Stars have. Seven. That is absolutely ridiculous. One of the things that I remember talking about a couple of years ago when St. Louis was in the playoffs more often and their depth was definitely starting to show. And this is back when they still had a brand. Well, who was it? I'm trying to remember, but anyways, they were their first top three lines were very good and they were getting very balanced scoring. They had, I think, 8 or 9 guys who got 20 goals, and that team did really well in the playoffs. So that really makes me excited to see the Stars get that balanced depth going forward. So speaking of Wyatt Johnson, let's just go ahead and talk about him and his second goal of the game, which puts him on hat trick watch. With that goal that he did on the backhand, the first one was just a regular shot. It was a really good shot. But the backhand shot that he had when he put the Stars up 5-3, gave the Stars a little bit more breathing room after Costin made it interesting. Off the backhand, man, that was a ridiculous goal. What a pass there by Jamie Benn. Absolutely disgusting. It's his second of the game. Puts him on Hattie watch. And the thing about this is also that I believe that goal gives him 27 on the season. I can't remember if it was... No, it was the first one that gave him 27. So he's got 28 goals on the season for the Dallas Stars. And at 21 years of... Or is he 20? I think he's 20 still. At 20 years of age, he's leading a professional team in scoring. And he's... The way that he's scoring right now, he's going to make it to 30. And he's going to be get his first 30-goal season. And he is showing no signs of slowing down. And here's the crazy thing about all of this, guys. He's on the third line. Like, all four lines right now just seem to be able to kind of match up. And you could throw any of the four out there, and it seems like they're going to get some sort of scoring chance. I mean, we've even talked about the fourth line lately. I don't think they get in on the goal scoring here tonight, but who cares? They have been excellent. The second line has been excellent. And, you know, Dellandrea kind of gets thrown in there, just keeping Sagan out just to kind of nurse him and get him ready for the playoffs. And you know, don't be surprised if we see that moving forward. So for some of the other vets as well, like maybe Jamie Benn or Joe Pavelski, maybe one of those guys will get some rest too. But back to Dellandrea there. Dellandrea was really good tonight, and I thought he did a better job tonight in filling that hole on the second line than he has in the past when he's been thrown on that line, especially when Tyler Seguin was out for 11 games, 12 games, something like that. But that line was really good as well. And then the top line was absolutely on fire tonight. Robertson with his two goals in the evening. The first one was a little bit suspect, I think. I mean, he scored. That's what it was. Now, his power play goal to put the Stars up 6-3 there in the third period, that was a legit seeing eye shot. It was really good. I enjoyed it, and just the offense was fantastic for the Stars tonight. Now, the one thing that I will get onto a little bit is our defensive coverage tonight did not seem to be on point compared to the last couple of games. Obviously, this is the first time in a while that the Stars have allowed more than 2 goals against in a game. And it's been a while. It has absolutely been a while. So I guess they're allowed to have an off game. And if you're going to have an off game, I'd rather you have the off game against a team like the San Jose Sharks. And they outscored their problems. And again, you know, Wedgwood gets in the net, so that gives Otter a little bit of a break. And now he's going to be in net against the Vancouver Canucks. And, you know, the Stars, they win this game and they go in and they beat the Canucks. They could be the number one seed on Thursday. They absolutely could. And again, I'm here for that. That would be very interesting and very cool to see. Now, when it comes to Wedgwood, he was just kind of there. I thought he had a couple of decent saves here tonight. Nothing of the robberation kind that Otter did in the game, in the last game, but he was still kind of there. He played really well. And again, the more important thing is that the Dallas Stars were able to give Ottinger the night off and give Sagan the night off. And maybe they can get a little bit more rest from that and really be ready for the playoffs. Now, okay, the more interesting thing is, and we need to talk about this. Let me pull up the standings while I talk about this. But I'll be honest. I would be very excited to see that the Dallas Stars win the President's Trophy. That would be the absolute coolest thing in the world. And I know that it has this stigmatism to it that whoever wins the President's Trophy is just bound and determined to lose in the first round or lose in the second round, lose early in the playoffs and not go deep. But let's think about this. The last time the Dallas Stars had the President's Trophy was when they won the Cup in 1999. So, not saying they're going to win the Cup, but, you know, the last time they did it, they won the Cup. So, I mean, when you look at the standings here, the Rangers have no games in hand over the Stars, but they are 3 points ahead. So there is an opportunity for the Stars to get there, but I'm not so sure that they will be able to catch the Rangers. Now, the one thing that is definitely much more agreeable and they have a bigger chance of catching is just the Western Conference in general. So I think, yes, there was some insane stat, and I think they showed it on the broadcast too, but I first saw it on X earlier today. There were 7 teams within 1 point of each other at the top of the standings. That's really cool. That's fantastic. But seriously, I know some people are going to be like, oh, well, the team, sometimes the teams lose. This is exactly kind of what the NHL wants. They want parity in the league, and they want the ability of any team to beat the other team at any given point during the regular season. And we see that. We absolutely see that. And you can't, no game is really easy in the NHL anymore, guys. It really isn't. So you could very easily go into this game tonight against the San Jose Sharks and be like, oh, well, this team has only got 16 wins, and that is literally 5 less than the Chicago Blackhawks, who are at 47 points, and the Sharks are at 40. You could very easily underestimate this team. They could come out, and they could beat you. And a couple of times tonight, I wasn't really, I don't want to say I was worried about the final score or I was scared, but the San Jose Sharks absolutely made it interesting here tonight twice, especially when the Stars scored when Robo scored at the beginning of the second period to put the Stars up 3-0. And then within, I think, 1:06, the Sharks went back to back with 2 goals and made it 3-2. And then even when the Stars made it 4-2, they could have just kind of sat there and been like, okay, we played really well, that's it, we're done. No, they came back and they were able to get that third goal and made it a little bit more interesting there at the end, 4-3. So you really can't take any team for granted anymore. Like, all teams are very, 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 very good. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Here's some odds for you for the Rocket Richard Trophy, which is the regular season top goal scorer. Obviously, right now, Auston Matthew leads the way. He's got a -330 in the odds. But you can also take a look at Sam Reinhart of the Florida Panthers with a +650, David Pastrnak of the Boston Bruins with a +1,000, or maybe you can even go for Nikita Kucherov at a +2,500. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Going back to the standings here and talking about potential matchups for the Dallas Stars. Where we are right now, we are first in the division because of winning percentage, I believe. Actually, I don't know what the answer is to that, to be honest with you. Why we have... I don't know. But right now on the NHL app, they have the Stars listed as the number one team in the Central. Avalanche second, the Jets third. The Jets have kind of fallen off lately. They had back-to-back games where they just, you know, laid a goose egg. It was really bad. And then we got the Predators charging. The Predators are at 90 points right now. That's only four back of the Jets. And to kind of put it in more perspective, that's only 7 points behind the Stars and the Avalanche. So if the Stars want to be able to make sure that they hold on to one of their top three spots, which I know that seems crazy to think about, but it's a possibility, then they need to keep pace and they need to keep winning these games. So I don't think they would catch us anyways. I don't think the Predators would catch the Stars, but they absolutely could catch the Jets. And that's absolutely crazy to look at the Nashville Predators and see how well these guys are playing, and the fact that I think they were talking about possibly trading UC Saros. It wasn't like they absolutely had to, but they were at the very least listening. Barry Trotz was at the very least listening to offers about UC Saros, and then they go on this ridiculous tear. Stars are on their own ridiculous tear right now, guys. They have won 5 games in a row, and they have seemed to play a little bit more consistent lately. To kind of wrap it up here, the offense was able to kind of bail out the defense tonight. The defense wasn't spectacular. There were individual plays that I wrote down in my notes. Like Harley, for example, had a good one. Miro had a good break where he broke up a 3-on-2 in the first period. Marchment had a good one as well. Now, speaking of players who I thought kind of had a rough game, Miro, I thought, had a little bit of a rough game. And one of those goals, I believe it was the third goal to make it interesting for a second time, I believe he was the one that tried to pass it through the neutral zone. It got picked off, and then it got put in the back of our net. So I really would like to see a little bit of a better game from Miro Heiskanen moving forward, especially on Thursday. We need him to be probably our best player against those Vancouver Canucks. We'll see how they do when the Stars go into Vancouver. But this is going to be a really big test. We've been kind of playing the middling teams right now, the Coyotes, the Sharks, the Ducks, that kind of thing. This is going to be a really good test to see if my eyes are deceiving me and my brain is deceiving me in the fact that I feel they're starting to get stuff together, or they need to go back to the drawing board and say, hey, we need to get a little bit better too. So we'll see. Before I do my biggest winner, biggest loser, let me take a look at some of y'all's comments over here. Ardell, I thought Tanev was rougher. Yes, and there is a little bit of truth there too. Joe Baker also feeling that. I think that's a little bit more highlighted by the fact that he took that really bad penalty that it was, and the fact that, you know, he's getting used to a new system that he, and they, again, mentioned it during the broadcast, that he only had 14 penalty minutes with Calgary up to the point that he got traded to Dallas, and now he's at 10 with the Stars in 10 games. So look for that to get better as the regular season kind of starts to wrap up, but we'll see how that goes, and I'll definitely keep my eyes on that. Good goalie play is what we need most come playoffs. Absolutely, and that is exactly why I think that the hope and the success of the playoffs kind of rest on the shoulders of Jake Oettinger. Now, I don't think they're going to rest as much as that did in 2022 when they played against the Flames, because you got a, I would argue, a better D-core. I definitely think they have a better D-core. And then their offense is obviously elite. I think they're second in the league in goals for right now. And the only team that's above them is the Colorado Avalanche, which that is a team I'm okay being second to. So we will see. Pucks roll. They don't bounce. Hockey is hecka random. Yep, it is. But that's why it's so much fun. Let's see. Saying, I agree, Wedgie was great tonight, kept it tight early. Now, that is true. That is something I do need to give him props to, is he did keep it early. And I know that sometimes we've been looking at especially save percentage and kind of using that as a stat to see whether a goalie has done good or bad. And I know that especially when it comes to quality starts, the advanced analytic community kind of talks about, it's above 900. That's normally what they look at as a quality start. This wouldn't be considered a quality start, but I thought, especially early in the beginning, Wedgewood was very good. So I will give him that. This team is not at 99 points without Wedgewood. I'd argue he's been far more consistent than Jake. He has been more consistent, and the Stars rode him into the ground earlier when Otter was out for a period of time, and they gave Matt Murray, what, one game? Right? Was it against Chicago? Someone help me out there. I don't even remember, to be honest with you. So let's see what else we got over here. Let's see. Eden is worried about Vegas. Vegas is heating up and they will get players back for game one. I don't fully think that's true, Eden. I don't think Mark Stone will be there for game one. If he gets in the first round, assuming they move on to the second round, it would have to be late. It would have to be like game six or game seven or something like that would be my guess. So I don't know. But Motto is also right in a way. So they were extremely struggling, and they still are to a certain extent, but they, like Eden said, Vegas is heating up. They have been playing better as of late. Let me look at the standings here real quick. They're 6-3-1 in their last 10, so that's a lot better than it was. I think at one point they were like 3-3-7 or even 3-6-1, so they should be heating up here soon. Let's see. Nate G, both these Johnston goals are just a glimpse of what he's going to be. Yeah, and one of the comments that stuck out to me here this evening was, he's going to be a superstar in this league, Razor said. And Razor was like, well, hold on, he's already. He is absolutely getting there. And could this be a kid that, you know, next year he hits 40 goals? I don't know. I absolutely don't know. But ever since we've seen him be thrown on a line with Jamie Benn and specifically Logan Stankoven when Logan got moved up to the NHL, that line has just been absolutely ridiculous. And I'll say it again. Stankoven is doing what Dadonov did for Benn and Johnston last season, except more so. And he's got a little bit more skill on him too. So I know the Stankoven love has been a little bit quiet lately just because he hasn't been scoring as many points, but I believe he at least got an assist tonight, right? Let me look at that. He at the very least got an assist. No, he didn't. Okay, maybe I was wrong. But he was out there for two goals for it. So I don't know. I could have sworn he received an assist. But anyways, looking at some of the stats here tonight, Jamie Benn with a multi-point game again. Him and Johnston both. Johnston, two goals, one assist. Benn with a goal and two assists. Benn is just been ridiculous lately. I love seeing that from him. Lundqvist gets an assist. He's been quietly pretty good the last couple of games. He had I don't want to say he had a bounce back game because he didn't play terrible in the last game, but he definitely played much better in this game than the previous one. Miro Heiskanen also has an assist tonight. I mean, Marchment gets a goal. Paz gets an assist. Steele gets an assist. He gets a little bit of extra love there. He set up one of the goals because of his hard play. Roope Hintz, I need to talk about that. Roope Hintz is absolutely snake bit right now. He is not allowed to score. And it's nothing that he's doing. It's just not going in the net for him. It really isn't. It feels like he's getting a lot of opportunities. It's not like he's not trying like he was. Like it felt like he was a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago when that top line was just completely silent. All three of them. Pavs, Robo, and Hintz. He wasn't using his speed. He wasn't getting to the dirty areas. He wasn't getting those chances. Now he's getting those chances. He's just not putting them in the back of the net. That will come. That will come. And I mean, it did for Johnston and even specifically for Benn. Benn has been on an absolute tear right now. Again, five games with at least a goal in it. So that's ridiculous. When Roope Hintz gets that first goal, whether it's a empty net goal or a nasty goal or it bounces up off his butt or, you know, whacks him in the face, it goes in the net. We've seen crazy goals before like that. Once he gets one of those, the floodgates are going to open, the dam's going to break, and he's going to get his due and he's going to get his share of that pie when it comes to goal scoring. So, okay. Biggest winner and biggest loser tonight. Biggest loser, I will give it to a couple of guys. But again, they weren't terrible. They just weren't great. And I'll give it to Tanev and Miro. Miro doesn't normally make passes like that in the neutral zone, and it gets broken up and then thrown in the back of our net. So that was a really key critical point in the game, too. It could have been if the Stars didn't go out and get a couple more goals and lock it down a little bit more defensively. So I would like to see a little bit. I don't want to say a bounce back game because Miro didn't play terrible. I just think he can play better. And the other biggest loser, I'll give a little bit to Tanev. And again, not because he was like super, super terrible, but I just think he can do better. That's it. There wasn't like a specific player that I was just like, he was like the whipping boy tonight. There was nobody that was like that. For the biggest winner tonight, I feel like it's pretty easy who you got to give it to. First off, Jamie Benn. The guy is on an absolute tear when it comes to the goal scoring. He's 34. I think he's going to hit 20 goals if he keeps up this pace for the rest of the regular season. I don't expect him to. I think he's going to kind of tail off. But he's only three off. He's only three goals off, so he could absolutely get there. 17 goals, 35 assists for 52 points. So we'll see if he can get there in the last couple of games here in the regular season. And then obviously Wyatt Johnston. Wyatt Johnston is, you could argue, since Duchesne has been especially more quiet, that he has been one of the more consistent forwards at the beginning of this calendar year, especially in 2024. He's been one of the Stars' best players. He absolutely has. And the stats don't just prove it, but you also see it with his full 200-foot game as well. And another thing they mentioned in the broadcast, that it is absolutely insane that the Stars have two guys on their roster currently, one who is 20, the other who is 21, and neither one of these guys was taken in the top 10 in the NHL draft. Johnson, I believe, was 23rd, and then Stankoven was, I believe, 57th. He was taken in the second round. I need to, that would be crazy if I got it right. Let's see if I got it right. 57th. Oh, I was close. 47th. I got the last number right. Anyways, like they said, both of those guys would probably go at the very least top 10 in the draft if they did a redraft now. So, just ridiculous. Okay. Looking forward to that game against the Vancouver Canucks on Thursday. I will be here with you. Absolutely. I'm really pumped for this one. It's been a while since we've had a measuring stick game. This will definitely be one of those. And despite Vancouver, you know, not being all that great and kind of being middling the last couple of weeks, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to it. Okay. You guys let me know how you thought of this episode down in the comments below as we start the sign off. Thank y'all for those of you that are listening. Y'all are insane. We had up to 72 tonight, and it's currently 12:57 at the time of this recording. Thank you to all those who are listening afterwards as well. We appreciate you guys doing that as well. If you liked anything that you heard here this evening, go and leave a 5-star review anywhere you listen to our podcast, please. That's the best way to help us grow. And it's so much fun to kind of read those reviews. And it really is nice to be appreciated for this stuff, especially tonight after I've almost been up for 24 hours. Almost. Not quite. It's like 20 hours. So, but as always, StarCastCircleMarks.com is the website. StarCastCircleMarksShop.com is the merch store. Go look there for all that stuff. Alongside nobody tonight, I'm all alone. My name is Ryan. I'm happy. Stars win tonight, 6-3. I'll be back with you guys again on Thursday when the Stars take on the Vancouver Canucks. And since no one else is here to say it for the evening, GG boys.